I have a, well, like, can I do like a variant of animal fights with you? And like, let's do that. Okay. So what do you think, if it was out of water, what do you think a fish out of water, like what kind of thing would it need to be and how big for you to not beat it in a fight? This is kind of an abstract question.
Oh, just like just because any fish?
They're out, like they've been removed from the water. So they're like flopping, and like not necessarily like most small fish, you're going to win this. But yeah. Like, I'm curious, like at what point would this thing still be like able to kill you and you'd lose the fight out of water? And you see, I would think you'd be able to beat a dolphin because the dolphin, the dolphin's not gonna, it doesn't have that much against you, and it's running out of air. But right. I'm saying, like, if you get a giant squid on land.
Oh, no, yeah.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, no, you're still gonna lose that fight. But I'm curious I don't know why I have this abstract question. I'm trying to find the line.
The thing is, that's the thing is, like, am I barehanded in this exchange?
Let's say barehanded, unless it gets big enough where I'm like, you would need a harpoon. We'll call it
harpoon. Yeah, because I can't kill sharks of a certain size. I can't kill with my bare hands, I don't think.
No.
So it would just be like a stalemate where it could never catch
me. But the thing is, the thing is that they're running out of air and will inevitably die of suffocation.
Right.
So it's like, but the thing is the animal going to kill you first before it dies of suffocation?
I guess if you lock me, let's do that where we're locked in the octagon, right?
I mean, the main thing is that the animal has a timer, like it's gonna die.
Right.
What thing could you a great not white shark? Kill?
Right. So like me versus great white shark in the octagon, where I can't just run away because if it's open air, I can just run away forever. But I can't.
Right.
It's flopping.
Okay. Yeah. No.
And
you and
huge.
A great white shark on land.
Yeah.
Still can't fight.
I can't leave it. Well, the thing is, there's no way for me to kill it. I can't leave. I'm not allowed to leave. Let's say there's a roof on the octagon too. So.
Yeah.
Could I evade before it just runs out of air? How big are these things? Great whites are pretty big, I think.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. Ask Dr. Internet.
Average size. The average female is 15 to 16 feet long. Males are 11 to 13 feet. Octagon is not that big. Like, that's... Like, if you just put it in the corner... I don't know how this would happen. You have to drop it out of a tank, I guess, into the corner.
Yeah,
but
I mean, if it doesn't actually fit in the octagon, that means it's just kind of jammed in there, and you might be able to just get in its blind spot.
I just have to stay behind it. It only has one way of attack.
Yeah.
I just have to stay behind it the whole time.
Pretty much, and hope that it doesn't hit you with the tail, because if the tail
it will be thrashing.
If the tail's thrashing, like, at all, you're gonna minimum be unconscious. It's just a question if it decides to eat you before it suffocates.
But it is
this
in
is
its
such
death
an
throes.
Abstract question.
It is in its death throes. Fish, I survive every fish. I beat a dolphin. A squid gets me.
Yeah,
at least barehanded.
Devil squid is an interesting one because they're hella poisonous, but they're not as big as giants. Giant squid, you're fucked.
Yeah, especially in the octagon, they can crawl around the cage.
Yeah.
It's really not.
The thing is, I think that I could evade a devil squid that's not in the water until it suffocates. I think I could I think I could walk around it until it dies. And even in an octagon situation, because it's still out of water. Devil squids can't, like, jump in there. You can still, you know, out of water or anything.
Yeah, devil squid's 5 feet in length. That's not...
Yeah.
That's... Yeah.
Still get away from it. You can still just, you know, you can get out of its blood.
I've seen giant squids in the museum.
It's also not necessarily attacking you if it's out of water. Like...
Right.
Right. I think I could, you know, that I think I could get away from it. I didn't think they were 5 feet. Jesus,
the mantle of a giant squid is 6 to 7.
Okay, well, giant squid, no, fuck that. They are the ancient ones. Nobody should pull them out. I'm pretty sure if you pull a giant squid out of the water, you die from a curse. You don't even get a chance to get eaten. It just, there's a hex is placed on your head and you are damned for eternity and all the generations following you for upsetting the Ancient One.
Okay, that's what happens. Giant squid is, 40 feet. Octopus is 32 feet.
Okay, here's the thing with the giant octopus, unless you are the person that took it out of the water, I don't think they'd fight you.
They're not as aggressive.
No, they're not aggressive unless the thing is that they're smart enough that if you took them out of the water, then you're fucked. That thing's gonna kill you. But if they didn't see you do that, yeah, no, you're fine. Giant octopus are absolutely smart enough to, like, remember people and exact revenge. They've got, like, elephant shit happening. Like,
okay, here we go. Yeah. Here we go. Okay. Giant ocean manta ray. It's 23 feet.
Ooh! I wonder how, you know, unfortunately, I don't think you can Google how long does it take various fish to suffocate without getting some psychopath shit happening to your algorithm.
Yeah.
It's like, you don't know, we're, at no point are we going to know how much time it would take these guys to die being out of the water.
Southern elephant seal, 22 and a half feet. That's a seal. Damn.
That's a seal. Hmm. They can hang. They don't. I don't think seals count. They're fine out of. It needs to be something that would die eventually if taken out of the water.
Japanese spider crab? Can they live on land?
Maybe.
They're 12 feet.
Jesus. Fucking Japan.
Imagine seeing that shit.
Oh my god, dude. Yeah. Now just crap your pants and run.
Japanese spider crabs live on the seafloor because they're fucking terrifying. They have to be in the water. Well, imagine heading to the seafloor and seeing a 12-foot fucking
If they count, then of course not. They're monsters, and they would be irrationally angry. I don't think they would do anything nice to any living thing that was trapped near it in an octagon.
That's like, straight up nightmare shit, bro. A 12-foot spider crab, just get to the bottom of the seafloor, you look up, and you see that shit.
Christ.
No thanks, bro. So I think I guess sharks are the best I could do. Probably.
Yeah. is manta ray more or less impressive than the shark? I mean, I think I could get around the devil squid and, you know,
the manta
ray
is the opposite. You gotta be in front of it so it doesn't sting you, right?
The thing is that manta rays, They can flop, kind of, but mm-hmm. they can't do much. Like, you might even be able to, like, stand on one of their fins and just hold it down there while they're running out of air. I think that, but honestly,
it's probably the move.
It's probably the move to, like, be on its back, because it does have, those things do have those giant, like, fangs. I just don't know if they'd actually do anything with them.
You see them on the little stingrays at the aquarium or whatever, and they look cool, but I don't fuck off 20-foot one, I don't know.
No, the guy that murdered Steve Irwin, did they kill that ray?
No, I don't think they killed that one. People just started killing rays after that, though. Anger, because people are stupid. just took revenge. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that wasn't a giant ray that killed Steve Irwin, I don't think. I think it was a regular.
Oh, one, it was just a regular ass ray.
I think so.
Yeah.
I don't think it was a 20-foot one.
He died doing what he loved.
He really did, is a thing. He really did.
Yep. My dad was playing in the band when his friend died on stage doing comedy, and he was like, he had an aneurysm hitting a high note in a musical number, and my dad's like, that's exactly how he wanted to die.
Wow.
Fucking crazy. Real stories from the 70s.
Damn.